Ladies and gentlemen, last night we dwelt our common goal, you see, which is all humanity. That is, all of us are worshippers of one God, you see, which is expressed by so many names by different masters who came in the past. You may call him by any name you like, you see, but all right, goal or the target is the same. Art just may be varied, but the target is the same. As we are lovers of humanity, we are lovers of God naturally. God resides in every heart. We are lovers of all humanity as well. So in that case, you'll find there will be one cemented hole, I will say, in all beings. Now, further we said that God made man, you see, man has got equal privileges from God, whether he belongs to one social religion or the other, or one country or the other, that makes no difference. East or West does not mean anything, you see. The whole world is just like the house of God, and there are different countries, the various rooms in the same God, house of God. We are members of the same family of God. Naturally, we are all brothers. So there is fatherhood of God and brotherhood of man. This is a lesson before us. It has been laid on my own masters who came in the past. And the same remains fresh as ever. So this was the subject we dealt with yesterday. And further we dealt about any differences in the religions, you see. They were only in the non-essentials part of it. Essentials are the same. I did give you one or two examples also, and I also gave you some instances of the men who are following the only the letter of the rule at the cost of spirit. See? So today we will continue just in connection with the man, you see. We started with the outer man first because we are now behaving from the level of an outer man, you see. We have not dipped inside to find our own inner self. The religion was meant, you know, social part of it was dealt with. Now the true religion consists, yes, thoughts when you rise above the body consciousness. Religion comes from the word, you see, which means just to contact, you see, binding one soul to God, to reality. And that is what is termed as religion. And that is the only one way back to God. Our souls are, we are conscious entities. They are the same essence as that of God, you see. And naturally, because God is a limitless ocean of all consciousness, we are also conscious entities. Being conscious entities, but we are not aware of our own self at present. Now we are, but we are identified with the body so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves now. We find this man body is left over someday by the indweller, who we are. That takes place at the time of great final change, which is termed as death. Now, if you look to the outer man, what do you find? outer relations, outer things like Jehovah, you know, before you. This world is made of matter. And matter is changing. Now it is not lost, but it's changing. Our bodies are also made of matter. This is also changing. It is said that every particle of our bones which we are now carrying, they are replaced by the new ones within 7 years. What we were before, 7 years before, we are not the same now. Body, each particle of the body has changed, renewed. Now pity is, you see. We see with our own eyes that such like bodies are vacated and the indweller is gone, you see. And we just, the body is left to be either cremated or put underground, that's all. Dust thou art and unto dust shalt thou return, you see. But that we are not. Although it is the temple of God, you see, most valuable. Because in there, while having the man body, you got power of discrimination in you. And with that power, you can discriminate the real from the unreal. And just turn to the real and leave the unreal, you see. That power is only you have in the man body. This you would not be able to have in any other body, you see. Man is therefore the highest of all creation. With that power you should just analyze real from the unreal. And this is a prayer, you see, said by Vedas, you see. Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to the light. This has been the prayer of all great teachers or masters who came in the past. With that power you have got as a man body. But have you ever dwelt on that? Who is it that leads the body? All have to leave the body. This is the first companion we have got when we enter into the world, you see, when we are born. But when we leave, this body is left behind. Who is it? What it is that leaves the body at the time and now it is in this body, infusing life into the body? When it leaves, it is simply cloud of earth. According to the various customs of the social religions prevailing, they are just disposed of by cremation or putting them underground, that's all. So all the outward world is changing because it is made of matter. Body is also changing because it is made of matter. And matter is changing always. You find, although we see with our own eyes, this much, that the world is changing, but we do not believe it. In what grand deception we are, I tell you. Have you ever dreamt that we leave the body? Although we see the dead bodies, you see, we cremate them with our own hands. We just put them underground, the sea being buried under the ground. With all that, it never strikes us whether we have to leave the body. The learned and the unlearned, high and low, rich and poor, all on the same deception. How is it? Why is it? It's just like, I will give you an example, that some men are rowing in a boat in the river, you see, going down the stream, you see. The boat and the water of the river is just going down at the same speed, say 3 or 4 hours an hour, miles an hour. Those who are just rowing the boat, they are one with the boat, you see. They do not find any change. They say, think the water is also steady and the boat is also steady. Yes. Because when two things row at the same speed, the men who are one with those things, naturally they will find one stationary condition. One man just steps out of that boat. Yes. You see the boat is going down very fast. And the water of the river is also going down, you see. With all that, what he says, he simply cries out of sympathy to the people who are just, to the friends who are just rowing down in the boat. Tell them, look here, friends, you are just rowing down, going down the stream. And they look around to the water and to the boat, and they say, it's standing. How you say all that? Just the same, world is changing, and our bodies are changing. We are identified with the body just as the men sitting in the boat, they are one with the boat, moving down as the water moves down. So both appear stationary, whereas it is not so. Mm-hmm. All around, whatever you see, is changing, you see. And the masters who came in the past, who were awakened, who just rose above the body consciousness, you see, just got out of the boat, you see, they saw that everything is changing. And they would cry out, well, look here, all this creation is just not lasting, transitory, changing. Why are you deluded? Wake up. It is just like a wall of sand raised, you see. How long will it stay? So a little dimness, I would say, is there, that will stand a little sun, will just break the wall through, you see. It is just something like, I would say, you are in a dream, you see. You see in there several buildings raised up. You are having a house, you are having a business, you are talking to such men. While dreaming, he sees it's all right. When he just wakes up, he says, oh, it's all dream. Similarly, whatever our life has been past, you see, already, you just look back, it appears like a dream, you see. What is past. And when the great final change comes, that is death arrives, at that time this soul is leaving the body, it just looks back to his past life. The whole life appears like a dream. So just like it is a dream, you see. When you leave the body, everything is left there. What you had experienced in the past life, that looks like it will be wrong. That is why some teachers have been telling you, well, this is all a dream. Well, why are you sleeping, awake, arise and stop thought until the golden reach? Awake means we are sleeping somewhere. See? In the sleep, you see, you find quarrels going on, marriage is going on, men enjoying this and that thing. Sometimes man is very badly moved, you see, just crying for anything. But when he wakes, he says it was all a dream, you see. Similarly, the whole life, when you look back to it, it appears like a dream. This is not lost, it's temporary. The Master therefore says that, look here, just look to the kings. Where are they now? The king and the subject, the learned and the unlearned, you see, I will say the master sages and the worldly people, where are they now? So who came in the past? Where the King Harold Williams, others, who they simply came and passed away. Actually, they are Kabir now. He's not in the body now. Where is Buddha? He has left the body. Where is Guru Nanak? He has left the body. He was moving or not, no doubt. But he has left the body. Where is Christ? I mean Jesus now. I will not say Christ, but Jesus. That body is left now. Christ may not leave us, but Jesus has left. Similarly, when all these are so much, I mean, reverence and esteem and higher tenderness in life have left the body, how can there be an exception in our case? We have to be the bodies of death. There is no exception to the rule. If we have to live in our bodies, what we are doing? Have we done anything for that? Man is composed of physical body. We know so much about the physical body, how to maintain, you see, how to keep it clean, tidy, etc. How to cure the diseases if a man gets in the body, you see. We have learned so much about it. But similarly, intellectually, we have also done very much. We have got televisions, we have got telepathies, you see, we are flying in the air, we have got saucers, rackets, moving at very high speed. But with all that, we have done great. Intellectually, not very much. But we are souls, that's the point. The indweller of the body is the soul that you are. What do you know about it? We know little or nothing about it, I tell you. We only that much what is laid down in the scripture. We know only that much we read certain scriptures for, say, half an hour a day or 15 minutes a day. Sometimes we go to attend the holy places of worship. You see? Well, that is all. You are the indweller of the house, you see. You have to leave the body somewhere. Unless you know the indweller of the house, this is a mystery of life that we have to just solve for us. You see? Until that is solved, you see, man is nowhere. So what has been laid down by all my teachers who came in the past, you see, know thyself, that does not mean to know the outer man, but to know the inner man, who you are, what you are. Are you this 5 and 6 feet high statue you are carrying? We are no doubt infusing life into it, but we are not these bodies, we have to leave it. Just see, whenever they say, well, my leg is aching, my body is just asleep, it is benumbed, my body, that apparently shows you are not the body, you see. Just like as you say, my coat or my shirt. Similarly, you say, my body, you never say, I body, no? Once when you ask some child where you are, he not very much because he knows something, you see. He simply touches his nose. Because he cannot, he has got some consciousness, of course. But he cannot, if he says, I mean, then he says, oh, this is your nose. Then you put your finger on the eye. He says, it is my eyes, you see. My eyes, so that's personality, I would say, which is uttering these words, that very clearly shows you are not the body. And we see with our own eyes that we are not the body. We have to leave the body sometimes. This is what is we have to carry on. We have to just understand what it is that says that I am this and I am that. For that reason, you see, we pause our whole lives. What is this body after all? Have you ever considered? It is just small bones knit together, you see, and skin covering put on that. This only amounts to that. Small bones knit together, skeleton of the bones, you see, have the man body with a covering over there. That's all. That is what you are. And that you have to leave someday, because it wears out in time. We have been having these bodies, excuse me, some 20 years, some 40 years, some 50 years, and perhaps some other people who have gone, lived in this body for say 70 years, even more, but they have never had the time to consider calmly what is this body. We don't know about the body. We simply say we are the body. How grand delusion it is, you see? That is why when the last moment of life comes, what we say? Oh, I am leaving. I am going, you see. The body is not going. That which leaves the body, that we are. And we have to know him. Know thyself. All Greeks did say, know thyself. Nothi sitam means know thyself. Christ did say so, Guru Nanak, Kabir, and others, all others. He said, you have to leave the body someday. Why don't you learn how to leave the body now? We are having our bodies. We are having along with it our families and a circle of friends, society and the country. When you leave the body, what it is? You are gone. And you have not known the inner dweller of the house. It is just like just a motel, you see, on the way. When you are just going somewhere and night falls on the way, you simply stay in some motel for the night, and the following morning you leave and go on your way. This is something like that. It is only transitory, temporary abode that you want. You have to leave, you see. Unless we know how to leave these things, you see, we cannot know ourselves. Intellectually, I say, we have been saying all these things, I am not the body, I am not the intellect, I am not the organs of sense, I am not the outgoing faculties, I am not the prana. Without that, the one who says like that, he has not practically analyzed himself from all these and known himself what is he. So that is, you consider very calmly, you see. And whoever did come up, he simply said, well, look here, where you are sleeping, dear friend, wake up, you are having a long dream of life. Why are you sleeping so carelessly, you see? Wake up. This is what Guru Arjuna, the fifth guru of the sixth age. He said, well, wake up, O wayfarer. You are the wayfarer. You are not to live here long. Wake up. Your goal is yet far ahead. Why are you sleeping, you see? We have to reach our true home, the home of our father, you see. And we are now in the physical body. We have to just transcend the physical body, the astral plane, the causal plane, go ahead, you see, to know yourself and reach home safe. This is the long journey that you take up, but you are only stuck fast with the body only, the temporary abode that you are given as a mortal, you see, on your way. You are not leaving it, but you have to leave it, whether you wish it or not, there's no reason. when you vaccine orders are issued by government, you say, you are living in some place, what happens? Even if you don't want to vacate it, they will throw your goods and chattel outside, return you out from there. If you would not leave yourself of your own account, they will simply use the force of police, you see, to turn you out. And those are prepared, all right, have to go. It may be that the outer orders of eviction might be delayed in execution, or might be postponed even. But the order of eviction order issued by God overhead, where that goes to. Similarly, those people did say, "Our wake up." The very body that has come along with you as the first companion, that also does not accompany you,